Now, I've been getting some information on a bloke that I've done a fair bit of work on before. This grub's name is Shonit Kumar Danwa. Now, I've got information from one of my listeners that I'll share with you shortly, but you might remember I've spoken previously about this former New South Wales Corrective Services officer who was caught committing acts of indecency inside a music centre in front of children in Sydney's northwest. It came to my attention after the proprietor phoned me. And he was eventually found by an undercover police officer posing as a schoolgirl. He committed the act of indecency against a young female police officer posing as a schoolgirl in the waiting room of the music school in August of 2011. He exposed himself to her and manipulated himself, played with himself, and was subsequently convicted of committing an act of indecency with a person 16 years or over. He was, of course, given an 18-month good behaviour bond and a $1,000 fine. As soon as he was convicted, New South Wales Corrective Services, you can't have a grub like this inside prisons, acting as a prison officer, he was suspended without pay. He appealed that decision. He appealed his conviction in the district court and his suspension in the New South Wales Industrial Relations Commission. Danwa's appeal against his conviction in the district court was rejected, but the court quashed his good behaviour bond, leaving him with just $1,000 to pay. The IRC allowed his suspension from corrective services, which they had to. In September of 2012, when the conviction was upheld, I took a call from the owner of the music centre, who told me more about how this grub operated. Police had set up the sting involving the female officer after reports Danwa had been moving furniture in the waiting room on previous occasions so that he'd be sitting near the opposite or near opposite children waiting for music lessons, and then he exposed and touched himself. Then he ended the battle with corrective services in 2012 in an effort to keep his job, including getting the priest of his temple to endorse his character. He was first allowed to return by Industrial Relations Commission, but Corrective Services appealed and won with the judgment saying, there's little doubt that as a correctional services officer, Mr. Danwa was required to be a model of good behaviour, and by that standard, to motivate or encourage offenders to change their behaviour. The expression of remorse was not in the respect of the conduct for which he responded but was convicted, but rather what he regarded as behaviour in adjusting himself in a public place without realising it could be offensive. Now, last year I received an update on this grub, Shonit Kumar Danwa. In June of last year, he was charged with one count of committing an act of indecency after exposing himself at Bunnings at Marsden Park in Sydney's northwest. We've been following this case through the courts. He pleaded not guilty, the grub. I'm told he claimed in court that a hernia made him expose himself. He apparently said he was trying to relieve the pressure on his groin. But it appears the court rejected his defence, as Shonit Kumar Danwa has been convicted of the offence. His bail's been continued, but he'll be sentenced by a Magistrate Corrie, in Mount Druitt Local Court on March 11. Now, I hope Magistrate Corrie is in receipt of all the information, I'm happy to pass it to them, about his previous convictions. But this now is brought to my attention by a resident in Western Sydney. Ray, would you believe he's operating as a homeopath? Surely someone operating as a homeopath must have a governing body, and they wouldn't allow a grub like this to practice and see patients. Well, I would hope not. I would hope not. And he's a dirty, greasy-looking thing. There's a photo of him here in front of me, bald-headed with a goatee, being escorted out of court by one of his supporters. He's a dirty, filthy, low grub. Shonit Danwa is his name. His full name, in case you come across him, Shonit Kumar Danwa. And he needs to be avoided at all costs. He's a lowlife who plays with himself in front of children, takes out his private parts in Bunnings and plays with himself. And he's a lowlife grub who should be in jail. He probably won't be. The last time he went before a court, the appeal court sustained the conviction but didn't sustain the good behaviour bond and made him pay a $1,000 fine. I mean, he needs to be stopped before this paedophile acts in a way that will see him in jail for a long, long time. But if you're in Western Sydney and you're attending a homeopath and his name is Shonit Kumar Danwa, give him a wide berth. He's a grub of the highest order.